Welcome to SlossCast, your best source for training tips and news from around the PSA. So, today being our first episode, I thought I'd introduce myself and tell you a little bit about what to expect from the SlossCast. My name is Foster Birch, and I've been a student of the game for, the past 20 years. Although I will say my enthusiasm for the game has had some ebbs and flows. Today it's at a high point. Over the past year and a half, I really became engrossed in squash again, and have pursued all sorts of different approaches to try to improve my game. So a lot of this podcast is meant to share with you, the listener, some of the techniques and approaches I've used to improve my game over the past year. I cannot promise success, but I can only hope to share with you some things that may be helpful. So to that end, I thought I'd talk about a book I've been reading recently. It's a book by Hashim Khan called Squash Rackets, The Khan Game. And it's a book that talks about his career as well as some of the secrets to his success. As I'm sure you know, Hashim Khan is considered by many to be one of the greatest player ever. He is particularly notable for having won the British Open 7 times, and the final time he was 42 years old. He began playing squash as a young man in Pakistan. Grew up, his father and brother played. He ultimately became a coach at a Royal Air Force base, where soon enough his renown grew, and when people heard about the British Open, they decided to put together some money and send him over there to compete. Went over there, and about the age, over 30, the first time he went, and he won. And so in a way, it's an inspiration to all older players, given that his game really took off after 30. But autobiographical information aside, what's interesting about this book is he reveals some of the techniques and approaches he's used to succeed. Two techniques in particular I thought should be highlighted here. The first was his insistence on solo practice. That's funny. When I was a teenager, Hashim Khan actually came to my high school and gave a little clinic, and he described one of his favorite drills, which he also described here in this book, which is to go out on the court and to choose a spot on the front wall. And he gave me this lesson. He put his racket in the front right corner, and the spot between the racket, the butt of the racket, the tin, and the right side wall creates a little triangle. And he said, you've got to be able to hit this ball into this triangle from anywhere on the court, which he proceeded to do flawlessly, 10 times from different places. And he said, you'll be a good player when you can do the same thing, where you can consistently strike the ball to a certain point from different locations on the court. So in his book, he actually describes this. When he was a young child, he actually would go out onto the court and play maybe 100 balls from a certain position on the court to a certain place on the front wall. And he'd do this until he could do it without effort and without mistake. And this way, he developed accuracy, control, and a great sense of the court. The other technique that seems all too obvious, but once again cannot be overemphasized, is very simple. But, you know, I find myself constantly forgetting to do this unless I remind myself when I go on the court. And that is to watch the ball. Hashim emphasizes this many times in the book, how important it is to literally focus on the ball as it strikes the racket. Watch the ball onto the racket. He says your wrist and arm will make adjustments very subtly that you cannot make unless you're actually concentrating on the ball as you make the strike. So keep that in mind as you practice, actually watching the ball in your solo practice. Some other things you can take away from the book. He actually looks at the game and he figures out 11 essential shot combinations that you need to practice. So I could go through some of these, but basically it's better that you get this book and look at the diagrams. But some of them are pretty obvious. Simply, for example, being able to hit a straight hitting a straight lob return off a lob serve to depth, being able to do that consistently. The same thing with a lob serve to the return to the cross court to depth. Playing certain straight drops from different positions in the court. Playing a cross court drop from a weak backhand cross court. There's a variety of circumstances he describes that a player encounters very commonly, for which he has specific solutions. Almost the same way a chess player might approach a chess problem, he approaches the game of squash. And so that's also a helpful part of this book. So I highly recommend Squash Rackets, the Khan Game by Hashim Khan, to any student of the game, as it's a very inexpensive and efficient way to both learn about the history of the game as well as pick up a few tips that may help you improve. So, that concludes this report. For August 10th, 2006, this has been the Squash Cast. Hope you've enjoyed this first episode, and we'll be joining us again in the coming weeks. Thanks. Goodbye.